The story of Lazarus that we heard today, Jesus' encounter with a very dead man and his sisters, takes up nearly the entire chapter of John 11. It is a long story with a lot of goodness that wasn't in today's shortened reading. But every time I read it, there's one line that gets me. One line that pulls me into the heart of the story. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. I feel these words in my bones, and more often than not, they make me well up. Though we only heard this phrase said by Martha in today's selected verses, it's also said by Mary later in the story. Two sisters in grief who have lost their brother, and this is the first thing they say to Jesus when he shows up. The strongest thing I feel when I read this line from the sisters is longing. A deep yearning that goes unmet by the Savior of the world. If we go back to the beginning of the story, Mary and Martha had sent word to Jesus that their brother Lazarus, whom Jesus loved, was ill. They asked Jesus to come see him, to come see them. They were hoping he could do what they've heard and seen him do for other people, but he didn't come. I don't know what hurts more, that Jesus didn't tell them he wasn't coming after they had asked, that he totally ghosted them and left them to fend for themselves as Lazarus faced his illness, or that he showed up 4 days too late, completely ignorant of his death. It all feels like salt in the wound. Why didn't Jesus go to his friend? Why didn't Jesus save him? Lord, if you had been here, if you would have shown up when we needed you to, if you would have responded in a more loving way, my brother would not have died. If you had been here, the cancer wouldn't have progressed so fast. If you had been here, my loved one would still be alive. If you had been here, we wouldn't have lost the baby. If you had been here, we would still be married. But Jesus wasn't there. He gave them no reason for not coming. And then when he did eventually show up, it was too late. Lazarus was long dead. The cancer was stage 4. The Alzheimer's and infertility was already taking its toll. The marriage was in ruins. There was no hope left. That's when Jesus chose to show up, when it was already gone, dead, and buried. That's what stings when I hear these words from the sisters. I feel the longing for a God to be here, to be near, but who is instead silent and absent, whose actions make it seem like he doesn't understand the weight of such tragedy and death in our lives. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. It's not just a longing the sisters feel when they say this, though. It's not just a yearning for Jesus when they approach him. There's also a boldness, a conviction. Some might call it faith. Because inherent to the sisters' pleading, to their statement of longing, for their desire for Jesus to show up, is belief. Belief that Jesus could actually do something, that Jesus was capable of doing something. The sisters would not have been sad. They would not have asked Jesus to come. They would not be longing for his earlier or on-time arrival if they did not believe he could do something. They've seen the miracles. They've heard about the healings. It was only right for them to ask that the same be done for them, for their brother, for Jesus' friend who he loved. So the sisters long, they plead to Jesus, but they also believe. Believe that he's capable of extraordinary things. And what's striking is they believe even after Lazarus died. It was easy for them to believe what Jesus could do before Lazarus died, when they could envision a different future, when they could use their imagination to come up with something. It was before Lazarus died that there was possibility of healing. But all possibilities are gone after he's dead. It made me wonder if this phrase of longing was an expression of their faith. If the sisters still had this belief in Jesus, even though he showed up late, if they still had an inkling of hope, if this hope is what led Martha to confess, to profess that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. Maybe this hope, this trust, is all that she can hold on to. He didn't come when she wanted him to come. He didn't come when she believed he needed him to come. He ignored their family and he was silent, but he came. He was here now. And maybe, just maybe, her pleading is a trust that he can still do something. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. He is as stinky as can be. But Jesus turned water into wine. He fed 5,000 people. He healed a blind man. What other unimaginable things could he do? After talking to the sisters, Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus. He got as close to the dead as he could get, risked leaving with the same stench of death on him, and he asked for the stone to be taken away. Martha reminded him that it had been 4 days. She reminded him just how dead and gone he was, just how late Jesus was in showing up. But Jesus stands there. He looks at the deadest man in the world. He looks at the cancer and the infertility and the divorce and the people we've lost. He looks at the stinky death in our midst. And then he cries out into the tomb, "Come out! Come out." In Jesus' seventh and final sign before he goes to the cross himself, before he faces the sting of death on his own, he does the most unbelievable thing. He shows Mary and Martha that their faith, their conviction, their boldness was not in vain. He shows us that 4 days is not too late for God to show up and do something. He shows the entire world that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. What's striking to me about the experience of death is how unbelievable it is. When it comes our way in any form, we struggle to wrap our heads around it. We wrestle with how it's possible, why it's happening to us, when it will end or improve. We wonder what our life will look like now that it's been thrown off the rails. Death is unbelievable in the truest sense of the word. But the thing about this story, the thing about Jesus, is that he shows us that resurrection is just as unbelievable. I am confident that Mary and Martha never imagined or conceived of the possibility of Lazarus being raised. I am certain their faith was strong, but not that optimistic. I am sure that the resurrection of their brother was beyond their wildest imaginations, that they had no conception for what Jesus was truly capable of, for how close Jesus would get to death and the impossible life that would come from it. I think this is the true power of resurrection, that it is unbelievable. That we can't create it or imagine it or will it into being, but that it matches, it overcomes the unbelievableness of death, that it overpowers it, that it wins. That resurrection has the final word. God looks straight into our stinky tombs and says, "You've got this, death. You've experienced something that has brought you to your knees. Let me show you something even crazier. Let me overwhelm you in the other direction with a future you could have never designed. Let me blow your mind away with life. Impossible, miraculous, unbelievable life. Life you could have never imagined or even hoped for." That is what Jesus does for Lazarus. That is what Jesus shows Mary and Martha is true. And that is what Jesus is about to face himself, so that we too may be given this unbelievable life that is no match to the stench of a man who's been dead for 4 days. Amen.